This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military struck three facilities in Iraq, two anti-ship missiles in Yemen within hours of each other, and its continued effort to keep violence from the Israel-Hamas war from spilling over into a wider conflict. Both strikes were targeting Iranian-backed proxy weapons sites that the U.S. has said are involved in the strikes against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria and launching anti-ship missiles and drones that threaten commercial vessels in the Red Sea. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Tuesday said it was unacceptable for Israel's government to reject a two-state solution to its conflict with the Palestinians. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The United Nations Secretary General warned that Israel's rejection of a two-state solution would embolden extremists everywhere.
The entire population of Gaza is enduring destruction at a scale and speed without parallel in recent history. Nothing can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people.
The 15-member UN Security Council has long backed the idea of two states living side by side inside secure and accepted borders. The Palestinians want a state in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza Strip, all territory captured by Israel in 1967. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Turkey's parliament approved Sweden's NATO membership.
Sweden and Finland asked to join NATO in 2022 following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Turkey surprised some members by raising objections. It said the two countries protected groups that Ankara deems terrorists. In April of last year, it endorsed Finland's membership, but along with Hungary, kept Sweden waiting. In response, Sweden introduced a new anti-terrorism bill that makes being a member of a terrorist organization illegal.
That's Reuters' Christy Kilburn reporting. This is VOA News. South African police arrested a man who says he started a fire that left 76 people dead to hide another killing. VOA's Alexis Strobe.
A man has been arrested hours after he claimed responsibility for starting a building fire in South Africa last year that killed 76 people while trying to get rid of the body of someone he had killed. The man's apparent confession came as a shock when he was testifying at an ongoing inquiry into the cause of the fire. South African media reports of the testimony said that he testified that he had strangled a man in the basement of the rundown apartment complex before setting his body on fire. Police said later Tuesday that they had arrested a 29-year-old man in connection with the fire after he had confessed to being involved in the fire at the inquiry. The man wasn't identified. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have joined forces at a rally in the U.S. state of Virginia outside of Washington as they push for abortion rights. First Lady Jill Biden and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff were also there Tuesday at what was the first joint appearance by all four of them since the 2024 campaign began. China's ambassador to the UN in Geneva rejected criticism from Western democratic societies at a UN Human Rights Council meeting on Tuesday, defending its treatment of Uyghurs, Tibetans, and dissidents in Hong Kong. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Western democracies attending the conference view China's glowing report about its accomplishments on behalf of its people with skepticism. The U.S. ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Michelle Taylor, called for the release of all people arbitrarily detained, an end to torture and persecution throughout China. While delegates were verbally sparring with China inside the council chamber, several human rights groups were demonstrating against China's repressive policies outside the UN building. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pitched the United States as a better security partner for Africa in place of Russia's Wagner military and mercenary group, which he accuses of exploiting coup-hit and conflict-hit nations, turning to it for help in the continent's Sahel region. In Nigeria, where he visited as part of an African tour to strengthen relations, Blinken said Tuesday that the U.S. will continue to support Nigeria, as well as other regional partners, to help stabilize the Sahel region. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.